Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
If you have your Bibles, turn with me in the New Testament to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 27 and 28. Again, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 27 and 28. And from the King James Version of the Holy Scriptures, we find these words written. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Verse 28, wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. After the next selection, I want to talk with you this Sunday morning from the subject, the challenge to maintain unshakable faith. The challenge to maintain unshakable faith.
My work is done.
Difficult times. The challenge, it's a challenge to maintain unshakable faith. My brothers and sisters, in the times that we are living in, there are many things that are shaking and crumbling before our eyes. Many of the institutions of life are shaking and falling down all around us. The family unit is shaking and crumbling around us. Marriages are shaking and crumbling around us. Religious institutions are shaking and crumbling all around us. Governments are shaking and crumbling all around us. Relationships are shaking and crumbling all around us. Jobs are shaking and crumbling all around us. Friendships are shaking and crumbling all around us. Health care benefits are shaking and crumbling all around us. Housing security is shaking and crumbling all around us. We are living in a time where there are many things that are shaking and crumbling all around us. And with all of the shaking crumbling, and devastation that is happening in our world. What, my brother and sister, what unshakable thing must a believer in Christ possess and hold fast to even in the face of the catastrophic events that we are facing? Is there any hope for the Christian who is experiencing the rumblings and the shakings of life? Where do we as believers run to when the earth all around us is quaking? What news does the believer have that can sustain them during times of upheaval and uncertainty? Well, New Providence and friends, I stop by to remind you today that the believer in Christ Jesus, the child of God, has been given by God a prophetic forecast of the times that are ahead of us. And he warns us in the verses of our selected text today that there is a shaking coming that will not only shake the earth, but also shake the heavens. When the shaking comes, and brothers and sisters, it's coming, the true believer must have and maintain an unshakable faith. In the preceding verses of our text for today, the writer of the book of Hebrews gives a word of encouragement to believers to persevere in the face of hardships and godly discipline. He reminds them that since they have placed their faith in the person of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and his finished work of redeeming them back to God the Father on Calvary, that they now are the sons or children of God, and that they should not lose heart when they experience tough times or even when the Heavenly Father has to discipline them. He goes on to explain the truth that the Heavenly Father disciplines those he loves. Just as an earthly father disciplines and punishes his wayward children, God, our Heavenly Father, also disciplines and sometimes has to punish his children But he does this for their correction and for their good. Then the writer of Hebrews begins to talk about the importance of the holiness of God and his requirement for his children to practice holy living. He writes in verse 14 of our text, "Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord." He exhorts the believer to see to it that no one misses the grace of God. He continues his discourse by recalling the events that took place on Mount Sinai after God had brought the children of Israel out of bondage in Egypt. God had instructed Moses to bring the children of Israel to Sinai after they were set free out of Egypt in order for them to hear the terms of the covenant that he was going to establish with them and to also deliver what it meant to serve him as a holy nation. While Moses went up into the mountain, the people camped in front of the mountain in the desert. While Moses was in the mountain talking with God, according to Exodus chapter 19, verse 9, God told Moses, "I am going to come to you in a dense cloud so that the people will hear me speaking with you and will always put their trust in you." But then God gave a warning to give to the people. God told Moses to tell the people that they were only allowed to go up into the mountain after the ram's horn sounded a loud blast. At all other times, entrance into Mount Sinai was forbidden. They were also prohibited from even touching the foot of the mountain. For even if they touched the foot of the mountain, they would die. When God came down to speak with Moses in front of the people, the Bible says that the whole mountain trembled violently. In other words, the holiness of God caused the mountain and the earth beneath and around it to shake. just pause right here and say to those who are watching and listening that we ought never to forget that our God is holy and that he has called us to holy living. If the holy God lives within us, then his holiness or his shaking power should be made evident in our lives. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying if the holy God is living within your heart, that people should not be able to say or do what they want around us. They should sense and see that we are children of God and that the power of God is resident in us. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying some stuff should shake around us because of the power and presence of God in our lives. Even though the children of Israel heard the voice of God, and even though God gave them his commandments, they still were rebellious and hard-headed. Though many of them would say to God with words, "We will obey your commandments," they did not practice what they professed. And as a result of their godless ways, many of them died in the wilderness and missed out on entering into God's promised land. The writer of Hebrews warns his readers, just as there was a shaking on the earth when God spoke to Moses and the children of Israel, that God himself has declared that there will be a greater shaking. When God spoke at Sinai, he was on the earth. But there is coming a time when God will speak from the heavens, and the earth and heavens will be shaken. And the only thing that will not be shaken on earth is his kingdom. Lord, have mercy. And we know that the kingdom of God is made up of people who possess unshakable faith. Listen, one of the things that blessed my soul as I watched over the last 12 months the devastating effects of the coronavirus pandemic, as it touched so many lives in a negative way was still hearing Christians who, though they were on the brink of homelessness, joblessness, sickness, had lost loved ones, oftentimes being without food and water, I would still hear believers in Christ still praising and still glorifying God for who he is. And if anyone had a reason to be a little sour with God, they did. But instead of being sour, they shouted praises. They did not let the coronavirus and its devastating effect shake their inward faith. Though the created things were shaken from them, they had within them an unshakable faith, which caused them to look beyond their present circumstances and see the God who still sits on the throne of their hearts. Yes, I've witnessed many believers over the last 12 months with unshakable faith. Well, Pastor Wood, what happens when a person maintains unshakable faith during difficult times? I'm glad you asked that. A person who maintains unshakable faith recognizes that God is in control and must be obeyed at all times. Listen, my brothers and sisters, how easy it is for us to forget that God is still in control of our world and our own personal lives. No matter what is happening or going on in your life today, I want you to know that God is still almighty. God is still all powerful. And the God that I serve and that you serve is able to turn your situation and your circumstances around. He is still sitting on the throne. And guess what? Because he is high and lifted up, his will must be obeyed. Oftentimes, because we forget that we need his guidance in everything, we end up leaning to our own understanding. And when we do that, we make a mess of our lives. But thanks be to God that even when we are hard-headed and disobedient, that God still has mercy on us and gives us the chance to get back in a right fellowship with Him. All I'm saying is when we recognize the fact that God is in control, our faith in Him will be maintained. Secondly, a person who maintains unshakable faith recognizes that the created things of this world can be shaken away, but the spiritual things that God gives us are eternal. Let me say that again. A person who maintains unshakable faith recognizes that the created things of this world can be shaken away, but the spiritual things are eternal. In verse 27 of our selected text, the writer of Hebrews tells us, and this word, yet once more, yet signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. My brothers and sisters, as many of us have already witnessed over the course of our lives, that the created things of this world can be shaken away. We have, over the course of our lives, experienced earthquakes, pandemics, and even a shakeup in our own government. Many of us have experienced the shaking away of jobs and new providence. We have personally experienced the shaking away of physically coming together for public worship. Yes, the created things of this world can be shaken away. But I am so glad that there are spiritual things that can never be shaken away. Spiritual things that are eternal. I am so glad that the salvation that God has given to you and I is eternal and cannot be shaken away. I'm so glad that the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives is eternal and cannot be shaken away. So glad that God has made it possible for us as believers to have an eternal hope, to have an eternal joy, to have an eternal peace. If we only keep our minds and hearts stayed on him. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that the hymnologist penned these words. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly, completely lean on Jesus' name. And because Christ is the rock, on Christ, the solid rock, we can stand. Even when all the ground around us is shaking, is sinking sand, on Christ, we can stand. Thirdly, a person who maintains unshakable faith recognizes that they are a part of an unshakable kingdom. Verse 28 of our selected text says, wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptable with reverence and godly fear. In other words, my brothers and sisters, the writer is trying to convey to us that the foundation of the Lord stands sure. His kingdom, thank God, will stand. Many kingdoms on this earth have come and they have gone. But the kingdom of God still stands. The kingdom of God will last forever. Thank God that you and I are citizens of the everlasting, unshakable kingdom of God. And can I give you something else, give you some good news? Some more good news is that when we became a part of the kingdom of God, that our citizenship can never, never be revoked. In other words, God's kingdom will stand forever. And because we know his kingdom will stand, it will help us to have unshakable faith. As I prepare to end this message, a person who maintains unshakable faith recognizes that thankfulness to God is not conditional, but that God is worthy to be praised, worshiped, and adored at all times. Let me say that one more time. A person who maintains unshakable faith recognizes that thankfulness to God is not conditional, but he is worthy to be praised, worshiped, and adored at all times. In verse 28, part B, we have been told that we have been graced to serve God with reverence and godly fear. In other words, what the writer is telling us is that we should give all the glory and all the honor to our God for his presence in our lives. We ought not praise him only when conditions for us are favorable. We ought to praise him in the good times and even in the bad times. If you have an unshakable faith, no matter what you're going through, no matter how difficult the road may be, you can still lift your hands and bless his name. You can still open your mouth and still sing praises unto the Lord. I don't know about you, but I, Nathaniel Jeffrey Wood, want to have unshakable faith. How about you? I want to have the kind of faith that sustains me, that maintains me, even when I'm navigating the rough waters of life. I want to have the kind of faith that pleases God. Well, Pastor, I want to have that kind of faith. How do I increase my faith? Well, I'm glad you asked. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Expose yourself to the word as much as you can. And the more word in your life, the more your faith will increase. What is faith, Pastor? I'm glad you asked. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that are not seen. Even though I may not be able to say it, I can still have faith to believe that God is working things out in my favor. And because he is at work in my life, I am going to try my best to maintain unshakable faith.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.